Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Qiyam al-Layl. This chapter on the virtue of spending the night in worship. Qiyam al-Layl, spending the night in worship. Qiyam al-Layl refers to Tahajjud Salah. Amongst the optional Salah, it enjoys the greatest virtue. We are doing all different optional Salahs. So amongst the optional Salah, the one that is the leader, so to speak, of the Nafil Salah, the one that is the head, that enjoys the most virtue, is Tahajjud Salah. The most virtuous Salah after the compulsory Salahs is the night Salah. The Tahajjud Salah, the Salah performed at night, is the most virtuous after the compulsory. In other words, the Faraiz, the Wajibat, after that is the Tahajjud Salah, is the night Salah. Regarding Tahajjud Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama mentioned that with regard to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers at that time, it was compulsory for them. In other words, before the coming of the five times daily Salah, Tahajjud Salah was faraz upon them. They would read, it was made faraz upon them. And then later when the five times daily Salah became faraz, then Tahajjud Salah was no longer faraz amongst the people, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some ulama of the opinion, that it was still necessary for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform this Tahajjud Salah. However, the compulsion has fallen off from the Ummah. Some say it has fallen off from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Ummah also. But anyway, its virtue, its rank, in terms of being very, very great as a Nafil Salah, that still remains. So the time of Tahajjud Salah commences after a person performs the Isha Salah and he performs two rakat Salah, the Sunnah that he performs. Now the time of Tahajjud Salah has set in. He can actually read his Tahajjud Salah from then right up till the morning. Although the Afzal time is when just before the time of Subh Sadiq comes in, this person now, in other words, he wakes up towards the latter part of the night and he wakes up and he performs the Tahajjud Salah. This is the most virtuous time. However, this is still a possibility and a chance that a person reads after the Isha Salah. So he read his Isha Salah, he read his two Sunnat of Isha. Now whatever Nafil Salah he read, he makes niyat of Tahajjud Salah. So easy it is. Some of the ulama, they say that if we can't get business class, at least we get economy class. We don't get the highest level of Tahajjud that we wake up at the last part of the night and we read it. At least what we're doing is after the Isha Salah, we're reading Tahajjud Salah and then we go to sleep. So therefore you find many of the ulama, they had this practice. That they won't go to sleep. They won't go to sleep without reading four rakats Nafil Salah. And they'd make niyat of Tahajjud. So even if they oversleep, they at least got their Tahajjud. They didn't miss their Tahajjud for that night. So this Tahajjud is something that is very important. We should try and make it part and parcel of our lives. So good thing to do is have a habit of reading Tahajjud before we sleep. And read Tahajjud, wake up in the night and read Tahajjud Salah. We're very fortunate that we got the opportunity almost the same, similar time that we are waking up already for Fajr Salah, we're already in the time of Tahajjud Salah. So we have no reason and no excuse to miss this Tahajjud Salah. In fact, the pious people, when you read their kitabs and you read their lives, that this was like one of the most exciting parts of the whole 24-hour day that we have. The most exciting part of this day was the time of Tahajjud. They would actually start preparing for Tahajjud from the night. From Isha, they're already preparing mental preparation, going early to sleep, setting the alarm, whatever it needs to be done. They put everything into place before they go to sleep so that they don't miss this Tahajjud Salah. It's given a very great importance in their life. And those people that are accustomed and been reading for Tahajjud Salah, Allah Ta'ala blesses them with a special type of sweetness, special type of enjoyment, something that money can't buy, something that all the pleasures of the world can't buy. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq also to get in the habit of Tahajjud Salah. This is known as Da'bu Salihin. It is the trait, it is the pattern, it is the style of all the pious of the past that have come. This was one pattern that every one of them had, is they wouldn't miss Tahajjud Salah. So when does the third time of Tahajjud Salah commence? We explain that after a person reads his Isha Salah, he reads two rakats. The time has already started. Although that's not the best time, but we shouldn't miss out. So what we do is we read Tahajjud Salah, we read four rakats Nafil then, and we also wake up. But if we can't wake up for some reason, at least we got this much, that we're in the habit of reading Tahajjud Salah. Anyway, I explained that it finishes over the time of Subh Sadiq, when the time of Fajr sets in. In the beginning stages of Islam, tahajjud was compulsory upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. They would stand up for 2/3 of the night in worship. In the last ruku of Surah Muzammil, they explained how they would stand up. Inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka taqumu adna min thuluthayil layli wa nisfahu wa thuluthahu wa ta'ifatum min alladhina ma'ak. They would stand up for 2/3 of the night in worship. Can you imagine? 2/3 of the night they're standing up in salah. And then, however, Allah Ta'ala later abrogated this ruling in order to make it easy upon the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll just do a few ayah and then tomorrow we'll start the hadith, inshallah. Qala Allah Ta'ala, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ أَيَّبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Allah Ta'ala says, in the portion of the night, perform salah that is extra for you. Perform salah that is an extra for you. Soon your Allah Ta'ala will accord to you the maqam al-mahmuda, the exalted position that Allah Ta'ala will grant Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We make dua also after azan. Ati Muhammadan al-wasilata wal-fadilata wal-maqam al-mahmuda. This elevated position, elevated stage that Allah Ta'ala will grant Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here it is linked to the tahajjud salat in this ayat, showing us that what a high rank tahajjud salah enjoys. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. In Surah Sajdah, Allah Ta'ala is explaining the qualities of those that have iman. إِنَّمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهَا. That ayat goes and the next ayat comes, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ, describing the people of iman. That one quality you'll see of the people of iman is what? That their sides separate from their beds. The sides, in other words, they're sleeping on their sides. One thing we learn also is how we should sleep. Not sleep flat on our stomach or sleep flat on our back. Ideally, we should be sleeping on our right-hand side. So here, this ayat is saying that these people's sides, their sides separate from their beds. They make dua to their sustainer, the Allah, in fear and hope, and they spend from what we have provided for them. So some of the qualities of the believers are being discussed. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says that little did they sleep at night. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. During the closing portions of the night, in other words, at the time of Sehri, at the time of Subh Sadiq, this time before Fajr, what is the quality of the people of Iman? Is that they would be seeking forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this part of the ayat is tying up with Tahajjud Salah, that little time that they sleep at night. In other words, they curtail their sleep and they were up in ibadat. Allah Ta'ala also grant us the sweetness of tahajjud salah, grant us this. It's once a person makes it part of his routine, it's something that he doesn't want to give up for anything in the world. You can take him to any destination of the world that won't interest him more than his tahajjud salah will interest him. He won't be worried about any show, any dawat after Isha, any bride that is in dawat that he's got for this function or that function. All that won't interest him. He's interested in going to sleep in quickly after Isha Salah so that he can be up for his Tahajjud Salah. This is my prime time of my day. It's something that a believer doesn't want to overlook. Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.